Honorable Chair, distinguished delegates, it is a privilege to address UNHCR Executive Committee 2024, and I extend my warmest greeting on behalf of the Government of Somalia. As we gather here today, we appreciate the opportunity to address this esteemed assembly to express our gratitude to the High Commissioner for his unwavering commitment and support for the Somali refugees in the Horn and East Africa region, Yemen, and internally displaced persons in the country. Somalia is currently overcoming a long period of instability, during which the governance structures, laws, and systems were severely disrupted. Despite these challenges, we are now taking a critical steps toward peace, stability, and recovery. A major part of this journey involves upholding and implementing the laws that protect our most vulnerable populations, particularly refugees and IDPs, returnees, and in Somalia. Somalia has registered close to 40,000 refugees and asylum seekers to date. And our commitment to this cause is evident in the recent adoption of the refugee law in 2024. Our focus has been strengthening the National Commission for Refugees and IDPs NCRI institutional capacity and making progress on the Global Refugee Forum pledges, particularly those aimed at addressing climate-induced displacement and marginalization. Madam Chair, since the adoption of the refugee law in May 2024, Somalia has planning significant strides in its implementation, including the establishment of a comprehensive plan for establishing a strong asylum system in Somalia, ensuring fair and efficient processing of asylum claims and upholding the rights of refugee and asylum seekers within the country. Specifically, we plan to establish a functional and a transparent asylum system compliant with international law and human rights standards, ensure fair and efficient determination of refugee status, equip Somali authorities with the necessary capacity to manage asylum claims effectively, and promote respect for the rights of refugee and asylum seekers in Somalia. Additionally, the IDP Act currently being debated in the Parliament is set to address long-standing issues related to the internal displacement, providing legal framework that will enhance protection, rights, and assistance for the displaced communities across the country. Madam Chair, Somalia has also made notable progress in implementing the pledges we made at the Global Refugee Forum, and they are being integrated into all relevant government sectors, including the NCRI 5-year strategic plan and the upcoming national transformation plan. We are grateful for the support from the international community, but the successful implementation of the national initiatives requires adequate and sustained funding. However, current funding levels remain insufficient, with limits the ability to carry out comprehensive programs that address the needs of displaced populations. Finally, while the needs and the challenge on the ground remain substantial, there is a window of opportunity for all stakeholders to work together and enhance the capacity of receiving communities, expand access to basic services, and create livelihood opportunity. This collaboration effort requires flexible mandates with relinquishing responsibility, and we therefore urge UNHCR to maintain its role of repatriation and reintegration. Thank you very much.